Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Chips Log, it's official. We're almost out of all of our supplies here on the Story Pirate ship. All of our phones are almost out of batteries. We're out of all of our food except for Kiefer.
Lee.
Peter.
Lee. I think we're all at the end of our rope, but at least we still have kids' stories left, right?
Peter, I have to tell you something. We actually only have a couple of stories left.
No!
Oh, hello, Lee. Peter, what's wrong? You two look worried.
Oh, no. We're not worried. No, not at all.
No, we would just really love it if you could cheer us up, though.
Who, me?
Yeah, you know, with one of your funny voices.
One of my funny voices. You mean like this one?
Oh, my gosh. Megan, that is such a funny voice. I love funny voices. Like this one!
Oh, yeah, me too. My turn. What about a funny voice where, like, I'm a guy with a voice, and look at, hey, look, I have a face. I have a face, too.
You know what, Peter? Keep practicing.
I will practice.
Make it action.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome to the Story Pirates podcast, everybody. Each week, we're bringing you brand new stories written by kids and performed by us, the Story Pirates.
Yay!
And we do it all from this pirate ship out on the open ocean where we definitely have enough batteries for phones and everything's going cool.
What does that mean?
Peter, as always, today's episode has two new stories written by kids.
Well, let's get to the first one.
Sure thing. This first story is called Olympic Masters, and here to introduce it is the author herself.
Hi, my name is Zibby, and this is my story, Olympic Masters.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, sweetie.
How was gymnastics practice?
Mom, it was amazing.
Yeah, gymnastics is pretty great, huh? I love it, too.
But, Mom, I really love it.
Me too, honey. Me too.
I love it so much that I want to be an Olympic gymnast.
I'm sorry, what?
Why did you stop the car?
You can't be an Olympic gymnast.
Why? You said I could be anything I want if I work hard.
Yes, I mean, yes, this is true. But honey, you can't be an Olympic gymnast because...
What is it, Mom?
Well, because I want to be an Olympic gymnast. What? How did you stop the car?
Mom, can't we both be Olympic gymnasts?
I don't know. It depends.
On what?
On how much you love gymnastics.
Mom, I love gymnastics so much.
Okay. Well then, let's practice. Let's practice at the Olympics.
Somersaults, long jumps, cartwheels. Backflips, front flips, more cartwheels. Somersaults, long jumps, cartwheels. Backflips, front flips, more cartwheels.
They're practicing for the Olympics at the Olympics.
Cartwheels.
Oh, yeah, they're practicing for the Olympics at the Olympics.
Somersaults.
They work hard on gymnastics and they like it so much.
More cartwheels.
They like gymnastics cause it's fun.
Splits.
Oh, honey, what is it?
Oh, Mom, it's my split. It's no good. I just can't do it.
Well, honey, I wish I could help you, but actually, I have news. I'm going to the Olympics now to compete.
Wow. Okay.
So I'll see you at the Olympics, I guess.
Hey, Mom?
Yes?
Good luck out there.
Hey, thank you.
And welcome back to the Olympics. Right now, we're about to see gymnast Mia. This is her first time at the Olympics, and she's off to a great start. Here she goes, about to do her legendary long jump. Wow, what a long jump! Now she'll be doing a bunch of other gymnastic things. What a performance! She's going to win the gold! Well, that's it for... Hold up, what's happening? A new gymnast is walking out onto the gymnastics mat. Is that... It is! Wow! It appears that Mia's daughter has also made it to the Olympics. The crowd here in the Olympic arena is stunned! Wait, now it looks like Mia and her daughter are speaking to each other. I wonder what they're saying.
Sweetie, what are you doing here?
While you're here at the Olympics, I've been practicing doing cartwheels in gymnastics class, and now I'm pretty famous at doing cartwheels.
Well, even though I guess now we're competing against each other for the gold, you know what? I love you, and I'm cheering you on.
Thanks, Mom.
They're hugging! What an incredible lesson about respect and love amongst competitors. Oh, the judges are signaling. It's time for Mia's daughter's cartwheel routine. Here she goes. Unbelievable! Those were the best cartwheels I've ever seen. I gotta say, folks, I thought Mia was going to take the gold, but now I'm not so sure. I guess it all comes down to this tie-breaking event where Mia and her daughter have to do the splits at the same time!
Mom.
Yes, sweetie?
This is terrible. The last time I tried to do the splits, it just didn't work out. I guess I'm just going to have to forfeit.
No, sweetie, you can't forfeit at the Olympics.
Why not?
Because, you know, people will make a meme out of it. It's going to be on the internet forever. It's going to be so embarrassing. It's going to get dragged up every time you do something good.
But what other option do I have?
Honey, you're going to do the splits.
But...
No, you're my daughter, and I believe in you.
Okay, Mom, let's do this.
Here we go. On the count of three, both Mia and her daughter are going to try to do the splits, and whoever can't do it loses. 3, 2, 1. Wow! They were both able to do the splits! Mia and Mia's daughter! What a day to be alive! Mia and her daughter are now both getting gold medals, and it looks like they're about to speak. Let's go to them now.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for this medal. We feel very proud.
We had a dream. We stuck to it, and we achieved it! The end!
Oh,
wow,
that was so good.
That was a great story.
I like this song.
First place. So inspiring.
Yeah,
cool. I was touching
up
the
gold medal.
Also, can I just say, Megan, that was an amazing voice you did in that last story.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Megan, it seems like you can do a lot of voices.
Oh, please.
I guess I can do a lot of voices.
Wow!
Oh, can you do a British voice?
Chip, chip, cheerio. Oh, what about a mouse voice?
Where's the cheese?
Oh, can you be a plant wearing a hat?
Hey, I'm a ficus in a fedora.
Oh. Can you do a monster voice?
I'm a scary monster.
Oh. Wow, can you do a pogo stick?
Oh, sure thing.
A slinky?
Will do.
Oh. What about a steam train? Whoa! A barking dog?
Dominoes falling over?
A gentle wind?
A wise owl?
A trickling stream!
This is so amazing! I'm gonna film this so I can post it on social media. Okay, keep going.
Okay, who has something else that I could be?
Whoa, you just perfectly recreated the sound of a phone battery dying. Oh, no, that was my actual phone. Does anyone else's phone work? Nope. Okay, so now we can't communicate with the outside world at all. Cool.
What are we gonna do?
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, Just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
Guys, I'm actually pretty worried. Our phones are dead. We have a ton of kefir, and I love those probiotics, but honestly, variety is the spice of life.
I could not agree with that.
Also, we might be running out of stories.
What?
Lee, if we run out of stories, we can't keep doing the podcast.
I know!
Guys, I have an idea.
Well, what is it?
Megan, what are you doing?
Well, she's heading out towards the deck.
Come on, let's follow her.
Megan, what's happening?
Please, stand back. I'm calling for help.
Calling who?
Oh, wow. She summoned a porpoise.
What's a porpoise?
You know, it's like a dolphin, but without a long nose, and the name is funnier to say on a podcast.
Oh.
Megan's climbing on the porpoise's back.
Goodbye, my friends. I finally found my porpoise. Look, okay, I'm going to get help, grab some phone chargers, and find new stories. I'll be back soon. No, I think you should take the expressway, honestly. Hi-yo!
Thank you, Megan!
Well, I guess that's probably the last we'll ever see of Megan. Oh well, you guys want to do a song?
Sure!
But before we hear this next song, let's hear the original story that the author sent in to us. It's called How Penguin Office Became a Thing. One day, Mr. Flops was talking to himself. I'm bored of just sitting around and watching The Ice is Right, he said. Then he got a plan. He would save up money and build Penguin Office. 2 months later. Yes, said Mr. Flops, who soon became the boss. I can finally build my office. When he did, he invited his friends. And they invited their friends. And they invited their friends. And on and on and on until Penguin Office was full of working penguins. The end. And now, here to introduce the story is the author himself.
Hi, my name is Eric, and I'm in the third grade, and I'm from Virginia Beach. And this is my story, How Penguin Office Became a Thing.
Gather round, fellow penguins. It's time to watch TV.
Welcome back to everybody's favorite game show, The Ice is Right!
Not again. I'm turning it off. Ice this, ice that. Just because we're penguins doesn't mean everything always has to be about ice.
You're right, Mr. Flops. We want something new.
Here, here. Almost anything else will do as long as we get off ice.
What did you just say?
I said we need to get off ice. I thought we all agreed.
You're a genius. Off ice. Off ice. Office. I've got a really neat idea. It's an idea that's gonna make $1 million or more. We'll make an office.
An office?
An office.
A store?
No, an office. We've got some construction to do. And who's gonna work in this office? I said, who's gonna work in this awesome office? I said, who's gonna work in this office? Okay, it's been 2 months. I've saved enough money to build this office. Let's do this! We run the office, penguins run the office. It's Penguin Office, yeah. We run the office, penguins run the office. It's Penguin Office, yeah. I've been going through the plans, and it's gonna be like nothing anyone has seen. There's krill inside the ice machine. Snacks for everyone.
We get to work.
I modded a keyboard to fit your feet.
We get to work.
The corporate laptops come in black or white.
We get to work.
I made an ice luge to help you get around more efficiently. And the fish is your fee.
We run the office. Penguins run the office. It's Penguin Office, yeah.
It's Penguin Office.
And now Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Eric. This is Lee.
Hi.
How was your day today?
Well, I had a good day.
You did? What did you do?
What made my day good was smelling party mix. My mom was making party mix today.
Your mom made party mix and you got to smell it?
Yep.
What was in the party mix?
Like pretzels, cheese crackers.
Oh my gosh.
Things like that.
It sounds delicious.
Nope.
So, Eric, you wrote the story, How Penguin Office Became a Thing.
Yeah.
How did you get the idea for that story?
Well, I learned how to spell office, and I wanted an excuse to title something office, so I did Penguin Office.
That's so cool. What kind of jobs do the penguins do in the office?
They, like, build Microsoft.
They build Microsoft stuff?
Yeah.
Like on their computers?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And what do they wear to the office?
They wear a suit.
Like a suit and a tie?
Yeah, a suit you might wear to church.
That's cool. Is penguin your favorite animal?
No, it's a seahorse.
A seahorse is your favorite animal?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other animals that work in the office besides the penguins, or is it just penguins?
Well, the only animal that might be different than a penguin is the boss, but the boss is already Mr. Flop, so no.
Got it. And do you have any advice for kids out there that want to write their own story but maybe don't know how to start?
Think of something you like maybe a stuffed animal, something like that, and then just try to write about it.
That's awesome. Thanks for talking to me today.
You're welcome. Thank you, too.
Bye, Eric.
Bye, Lee.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our authors, Edie and Eric. If you'd like to read the original stories that Edie and Eric sent in to us, parents, find us on Instagram, where we'll post their stories in their own words. We also have a special gift for all of our listeners, and here to tell you about it is Eric.
It's one fun thing to do while listening to Story Pirates is coloring or drawing. Parents get a free coloring book at storypirates.com/podcast.
We're also looking for new stories right now from our listeners, and our new theme is surprising technology. Kids, write us a story from your imagination about a character who discovers or invents some new kind of technology that changes the world in a surprising way. Parents, you can submit your child's story at storypirates.com/podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye! Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, and produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. The Story Pirates Podcast is written, directed, and performed by the Story Pirates. Contributors to today's episode include Kalia Davis, Joel Escher, Woody Fu, Eric Gerson, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Jess Morgan, Emily Olcott, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Joanna Simmons, Katie Skelton, and Rachel Winitsky. The music for How Penguin Office Became a Thing was written by Joel Escher and arranged and produced by Brendan O'Grady and associate produced by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. Porpoises and Penguins provided by Dave's Aquatic Friends. And finally, a special thanks to all of our listeners. Without you, we'd just be waddling around the shore.